Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, sir, of the 2020 Podcast, LLC. Please say the LLC. And before you listen to this episode, I just got to let you know, I need you to stop what you're doing. Go to blkrenaissance.com, and I need you to shop for the culture. That's right. Anytime you use the promo code LLC20 at Black Renaissance Clothing's website, you will get 20% off your order. Off rip, no questions asked. So do me a favor and do it for the culture. Peace.
Hey, this is KJ, and I have a question for you. When was the last time you got something nice for yourself? That's what I thought. So why not visit www.theblurredsyndicate.com and get something that will help you express who you really are. They've got shirts, mugs, purses, mouse pads, and even aprons for the gorillas of the family. So if you're a fan of anime, pro wrestling, or hell, even the Golden Girls, the Blurred Syndicate has got you covered. Also, if you use the code LLC20 at checkout, you'll get 20% off your order. So what are you waiting on? I got mine. Come get yours. And remember to join the BS.
Hi guys. It's Mr. I'm Just Being Honest, host of the Truth Serum Podcast, podcast for the people. You can find me on Spotify, Anchor, and Buzzsprout. More networks coming soon. Happy listening.
The self-destruct sequence has been activated. Repeat, the self-destruct sequence has been activated. This sequence may not be aborted. All employees proceed to the emergency car at the bottom platform.
Okay, we lit it just like a fuse, so no need to pick and choose. Welcome to 2020, where we do more than interviews. The hottest beat coming through, jumping knowledge on all that you get. A peek at the front of you with the truth that they offer you. Yeah, hands up, we doing it for the culture. To give artists and businesses more exposure. Keeping it real and stay silent just like a boulder. It's about to go all the way down, can't get no lower. Chasing my dreams, know that they get no slower. But if I stay running, I promise they getting closer. Moreover, success my older. And if you're sleeping on me, I'm waking them up like Folgers. I told you, coming from the land with the Tyrol, where we'll be on the whole different vibe, though. We like to ride slow and keep our windows tinted so you really can see us. Like Stevie Wonder waking up with his eyes closed. Yeah, got the kind of flow that rocked the boat. On my 16s of pounds of dope. And if you figure you can hang with me on the mic, then grab some rope. Matter of fact, better grab some hope while you at it. We keep it live, it's time to tune in. Turn up the sound on what you're using. It goes so hard, I think it's bruising. The show is 2020, no need to zoom in. Yeah.
What's going on, fam? What's going on, fam? It's your boy, Mr. Wind Down Wednesday, aka the light skin Keith Sweat. Y'all already know where I'm at, 105 North Jackson Street, aka Canary Bar, man. So y'all still got time to go down here. They got, matter of fact, got a special guest with me who cameoing in for a few minutes. Miss Holly, man, tell them what kind of specials y'all got today.
Well, we have drink special, $5 Jack Daniel shots. We have, because I can't see myself, $5 Jack Daniel shots. We have Wine Down Wednesday, $5 cups of wine, $1 off all beers, $3 off shots. Mm.
So what y'all waiting on? Come on down here to Canary Bar, man. Make sure y'all see Miss Holly. She gonna hook y'all. Man, she made me something. I'm like mesmerized by it. But anyway, that's another story for another day. This is brought to you courtesy of the 2020 Podcast LLC.
Please say the LLC.
And sponsored by Black Renaissance Clothing Brand and Black Box Grooming. Make sure y'all go to the websites, Black Renaissance Clothing Brand, which is www.shopblackrenaissance.com. And you can go to www.blackbox.grooming.com and get your beard velvetized. I see that. Ooh, yeah, Roz, you know what I'm saying? Just got a fresh cut. I'm sorry. But anyway, as I always say, I pray that you had a great day up to this point and that it continues to be great. If you have not had a great day up to this point, I pray that from this moment forward that it does get exponentially in my TI voice better than it has been up to this point. This may be a controversial topic to some, but the reason why I got Miss Holly out here, because a lot of times when we had these subjects about men versus men and women issues, it's normally one-sided, where it's just a woman talking by herself or a man talking by himself or men talking with other men or women talking with other women. But I really wanted to get a woman's perspective on this as well. As okay, Marie just entered the building.
Hello.
So what I wanted to ask y'all. Hey, Marie, come on, because I'm definitely asked the question. question. Once again, 105 North Jackson Street. Make sure y'all come on down to Canary Bar Drink Specials. You know what I'm saying? All night long.
It's good.
It's wonderful. Okay, so Kamari coming on in a minute, so and she'll be able to hear me. We see a lot of posts, right? Okay. Well, I see a lot of posts. And the post that I see in this theme is men don't know how to date anymore. They don't know how to ask women out. They don't know how to carry on a conversation. If I don't make the initial move, they're not going to make the initial move, and so on and so forth. So I get that, right? But I've also heard women say on the same hand, if a man is into you, he's going to do whatever it takes for him, you know what I'm saying, to be with you. You ain't going to have to ask for nothing. So with that being said, with the women complaining, should that say that, or does that pose the question of, are they really as dope as they think they are? Maybe it's not the men that's not taking, maybe the men are just not into them like they think that they should be into them.
I think it plays both ways, because I mean, you have some women that's alpha women, you know, and they'll go for what they want if they think they're worth it. So mm-hmm. I think it's all in worth and chemistry, really. And then sometimes you can think it is something and you go at it and it don't be that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I just think more or less, if it's something that you want, I think you should go for it. And I don't think you should rush it.
Okay.
You know, I think it's kind of a nature thing. I think you should just let it take its course.
Okay. I'm going to pin you right there, too, about what you said. Hey, Marie, what you got to say?
Okay. Officially ask me the question.
So okay. Okay. So I was telling Holly and Jeremy and Ashley, I was like, I see a lot of posts of women saying men don't know how to date. They don't know how to take initiative. Don't think they want to do is what you're doing you to death. They, you know what I'm saying? If I don't initiate something, they're not going to initiate. But on the same hand, those women would say, oh, if a man is really into you, he's gonna ask you out. He ain't gonna ask you what you're doing. He's gonna tell you, hey, be ready at 7:30 with your red dress on and your high heels and your sweet perfume, you know, because it smells good on you. But anyway, so with that being said, If a man is going to do all those things and this woman is and the women are complaining about, oh, men don't do this and this and that, are you really as dope as you think you are to get that treatment that on that same hand you say a man that wants you, he's going to do whatever it takes to get you?
The thing about it is my man did all of this, so can't relate. But no, hey, y'all. I think that people feel like there's a script for everybody that everybody's supposed to follow. Okay. And that's mistake number one. I feel like different strokes for different folks. I feel Facts. Like for this type of person, they require that a man be more direct. Mm-hmm. There are women that are more direct though. So they require, you know, they don't want to have to butt heads with the man. So, you know, they want to be like, hey, take me here, take me there. You don't love me. And he like, all right, let's do it. You know, so I feel like it just depends on what the situation is. Are you going to be this person? Then mm-hmm. set that standard for it. Or are you going to be this person? You know, I feel like when people are single, they try to find a reason for it. When sometimes you really just need to be by yourself.
Hello.
Okay. Oh, wow.
You don't even like being with you, and that's why you want to be with somebody else, and that's wild. So I feel like that, ultimately. So different strokes for different folks to really answer your question. Absolutely. But, all of that.
Man. All right, so Holly, and Kay Marie, this kind of goes in what you were saying. You said that a person would talk to the person and then find out, like, dang, you really ain't, you know what I'm saying, my cup of tea, you know what I'm saying, for real. Expound on that a little bit deeper for me.
Like, some people pretend to be something because they feel that they have to be a certain image or create a certain light to attract a certain person. Mm-hmm. And then if it's all a facade and you only have so much you can front on, then what? You know, mm-hmm. what do you do from that? So it's kind of like, just be yourself. Like, it's not hard. You know what I mean? Just be you. And then I also feel like sometimes we as women, we say, oh, if a man can't do this or he can't do that, he can't talk to me. You got to step back and say, well, can you do that? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So
a reflection of these thoughts.
So if you can't maintain it, why do you require it?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Let's take material stuff out about it, right? Mm-hmm. And let's just go on communication.
Not just material.
But this is what we're finna hit. Like the what you're doing and hey beautiful is like the main thing that some women, well, I'm going to say, I hate saying majority or most, but I'm going to say it on this one. The what you're doing and hey beautiful or good morning beautiful, that's what a majority of women now hate. Because they feel like, you know, effort into it, and they feel like you may be the ninth hey beautiful,
kind of heard it,
you know what I'm saying, night. You know what I'm saying, yeah. This morning. So yeah. how does a person maneuver around? Okay.
The 19th hey beautiful. You might be the 19th hey beautiful. You may be, you just may be. And I don't want to sound I'ma just say it what it is.
Just say it.
If you the 19th hey beautiful, make yourself be the 19th. Don't make like, if that's what you want to do, you know, put your all into that so you can be the 19th and he don't have to do the 20th or vice versa.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, because sometimes you get bingo number 19, so.
Just saying.
I mean, that's just how it goes sometimes. but my thing is, when do y'all realize that, when do some women realize that y'all could be dry as well in y'all response? Mm. If a guy says, hey, how's your day? Fine. Okay. What you doing later on?
That goes back to the chemistry thing.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but then it will come around as in, you know what I'm saying, oh, you know, saying you never asked me out. If we can't have a regular conversation, you know, saying, but you just giving me one word answers, why am I gonna wanna ask you out? So now we on a date, and you've already given me a pattern that you really don't have good back and forth dialogue. Do you like your dinner? Yeah. So what do you want to drink? It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. So you've already shown via text or via conversation, you know what I'm saying, that you really can't carry a conversation. And I'm trying. I'm asking you open-ended questions that we can have back and forth dialogue, but then we get doo-dooed on, but some of us get doo-dooed on because, well, you never took the initiative to ask me out. Well, I'm going to ask you out, and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? If a guy shows that he can't have a conversation, why you want him to hang out somewhere in a place where y'all need dialogue? You know what I'm saying? If I'm falling asleep on Netflix at the house, why is you going to invite me to a movie?
You know, Casey, when you're right,
you know, hey,
you're right. You know what I mean? There's nothing I can really say to that because I feel you on that.
Right.
But there's people out there that don't feel you on that. They feel like, true. Oh, well, maybe you should ask me what I like about my drink or what my taste buds are like, but also give them something. You know, I feel like it's a little bit on both sides.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Though I do feel like the things that you said do state that you're attempting to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the average woman would pick up on you wanting to have a conversation. Now, I don't know where y'all get these people from, but I'm so glad that I'm not out there fishing.
They.
What if...
Wonderful.
Because what if you got to bring it out of that person?
Why I got to be that difficult, though, Holly?
It probably is not that difficult. Sometimes it can be an intimidation thing, like they don't know how.
So why y'all there?
Well,
this is what you're doing. So when you're dating casually, this is you trying to get to know that person. Mm-hmm. So I feel like how you gonna want to be with somebody else and you don't even know how to talk? Like, I feel like you have to be willing to try. If you know that you're closed off. Then, you know, maybe discuss that before you get there. Hey, sometimes I'm a little standoffish. I just need your little, giving the piece of yourself. Yeah. So he knows if you sitting there quiet, one word answer. Oh no, don't give me that now. You said,
but
that
my
you
thing
wanted
is, why would you want, why would you want to talk to a person who only give you that? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
but this is him finding out is what I understood the scenario.
But he's saying that if he gets the text and say, hey, beautiful, how you fine? You gonna keep on trying to approach that person?
Now, I'm gonna ask you one more question. And then if you give me another word with answer, I'm gonna be like, okay,
yeah, like,
and you ain't gonna hear from me.
Text messages really get really, it's perception for those.
I think the purpose of this question is for the person who is dry, who doesn't realize that they are dry. So with him posing it this way and you giving that response, he knows that. He knows that he can move on. But for the person who's dry, who's not understanding, why am I going date after date after date after facts, date and ain't going nowhere?
Yeah, sometimes you got to turn around and look, baby. It's you.
That's
you. Yeah, it's you. Everybody you meet, it can't be now. Right. Come on now. You got to take my accountability.
Common denominator.
Yeah. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I had to get wiser because, you know what I'm saying? I've dated probably like what? Like two people to where.
I'm gonna dig deep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I've dated two people that I could, that come to my memory to where, when we talk about past relationships, it was always the guy's fault. Oh, it was always the guy's fault. I'm like, so what happened? You know what I'm saying? Well, what do you feel you could have did better?
I'm gonna say this, and I might get stabbed.
Not you. No,
Holly, don't do it.
Holly, no.
Women, sometimes we're a bit narcissistic. Uh-huh. You know, it's, and then you want to, every time you point them, look how many come back to you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, you know, like I said, it's all about accountability.
I love that word.
I'm glad it went there, though.
Yeah. Once you take the, and it can get better for you too. Once you take the accountability,
true.
You know, because absolutely. If you keep on saying it ain't me, and it's a problem, the first step to the cure is to admit. That's so fact. Sometimes you have to admit, like, dang, man, it might just be me. You know what I mean? Do you want to roll your neck and get look?
Right,
baby, get some accountability going on, baby. Just, you know what I mean? Don't always try to brush. Everybody can't be wrong.
We go. Now, I don't want to be strictly on the women. I want to ask this question before we switch it to the men. Why do y'all?
I'll be back. I need a cocktail.
Okay, Kay Marie.
What you need, baby? This finna go there.
You might want to fix up one of what you did.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. You like Jack Daniel's honey?
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. let me ask you this, and okay. then we go start reflecting on the men. Why do you think? And like I said, I love saying some because that puts it right down the middle. Mm-hmm. I hate saying I don't never say all, but I hate saying majority because I don't know a majority of women. But I'm gonna say it anyway.
We're not gonna 68.2%
it. Black, happy birthday, brother. EBA show. I'm gonna say majority. Why does a majority of women are scared of that word accountability? Oh, hold on. Appears that they're afraid of that word accountability.
I think that as people in general, they're afraid of that word accountability.
When it comes to dating.
I just, you know, I'm gonna talk in general.
Go ahead.
I just feel like it's so much easier to point the finger at somebody else and the blame and the shame on someone else as opposed to being able to take it that you actually messed up, that you actually did something. Like in times I've talked about my starter marriage, as Sade has named it. Shout out to Sade. As she has named it. And when I tell the story, yes, I say what he did. Mm-hmm. But I also say what I did in retaliation or where I could have been better. Okay. Or, okay, maybe I could have done this. I could have listened more, but I wasn't that girl. I wasn't in that mindset to understand that. I was immature in this stage. I didn't care about his feelings at that point because he had shat on my... my feelings, you know, so much and tried to control me in so many ways that it was more like I had a cheating-ass father figure. Ew. Who wants that? You know what I mean? So, but also I was immature as a wife and I really wasn't ready in the sense that I was listening to other people. And that's really how I ended up walking down that aisle in the first place. My mom was living vicariously through me. I'm listening to her as the minister and spiritual, you know, advisor type of thing, you know, and not having a backbone for myself because I didn't know myself. And that's why when you asked the question about dating, I was like, you got to know you first. Mm-hmm. How you going to spend time with somebody else and you don't even know you? And I didn't know me in that instance, so I didn't even know that I married my own father, and that's wild. But I didn't know, if you've heard the poem, I didn't know him well enough to compare. But after long down the line, I found out that whoa, too many similarities, too many, and then their birthdays are like 3 days apart. Like it's Jeez. Real wild out here. However, thank you. Because I really chalk it up to one of the biggest lessons I've ever had to learn. Mm-hmm. And had I not learned that lesson, I wouldn't have been as understanding and as loving and as caring and as forthput as I am in my marriage now. And I think that going through that experience really helped mold me into a better person, a better mm-hmm. wife, a better mother, you know, whatever. We didn't have children together. He had some. But we didn't have any children together.
Message.
Palm tree shade. I'm from Florida, baby. What's up? But it showed me what I didn't want ultimately. And it showed me what my boundaries should be. It showed me what my my standards should be. And that helped evolve me into the person I am today to be a better wife. So I can't answer your question about the divorce, Casey. Because I've done too much work to be able to think on the level that they're thinking. I don't agree with it. You know what I mean? If you're going to date out here, look at yourself first. Look at you first. What went wrong in this one? Did you do everything that you could do? Were you authentically the best version of you? Mm-hmm. Were you? And if you weren't, and also this, for bad relationships, did you see the signs? Did you stay, baby? You was in there for 2.5 years for what? You saw when he did this to so-and-so? That was a little shady. You saw when he did this to his own mama? You saw when his cousin came into town and he swerved him a lie, made up a lie, helped me think of a lie, baby. And you was over there counting lies with him, you know what I mean? Like, you saw that he wasn't shit. And here you go, spending 2.5 years, and you just like, I don't know what happened. You knew.
That ain't what I mean.
You knew. You knew, baby. You knew. And so there's a lot of finger pointing. Because it's so much easier to save face for 2.5 years for him not being shit. Nothing for you to be.
It's all
right.
I got it.
That was
Casey. Oh. They said you cut off.
Yo, people.
They said, cut off. It looked delicious, too.
I'll try it again.
We're going to edit it out. You know we live, so everything, it ain't no editing out on this one.
You get what you get, goddamn.
Let me see what you got. Canary Bar, 105 comments. Oh, once again, man, shout out to Canary Bar, 105 North Jackson Street. It's on Whiskey Wednesday, so they got drink specials. Holly said earlier, got drink specials all night long, so make sure y'all come down here. Even if the conversation is over, man, we're going to hang out for a little bit. Maybe. You know what I'm saying? And we go get it done. We're gonna get it done. What's up, everybody who tuned in? What's up, everybody who's tuned in? I wanna I told you, I gotta find that recipe.
That's how they get you. Ooh.
I gotta find that recipe.
Ooh, because I was about to take me a big old gulp. And I would have been like, what, Casey? What you see to me? Okay, we can see if he knows.
I know we've been talking a lot about the women. And I like to be fair. That's why I wanted women to be out here actually physically here. With me, not just via the internet. So now it's time to look back at us. And I know one thing that some men do is we'll find somebody. Some of us will find somebody, and we won't be completely happy with them, and we're still searching. You know what I'm saying? It's like we're dating, but it's just like man. You know,
dating,
what I'm
you're in a relationship, Casey.
In a relationship. I'll be in a relationship and. She may
still
not be
holding they comfortable. They're familiar.
But we want a little bit more. You get what I'm saying? Like, man, like she cool, but she don't do this. And then you bump into somebody that do that. Shoot, sometimes it's 95.5. You know what I'm saying? So, like
she got everything except that fat ass, huh? And then you see the fat ass walking, you like, if I can just slide in that one time, I'll be good. Nice.
we'll do sometimes is we'll give some of us, we give up all that just for something that's superficial. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But the thing about it is, like, we won't go on a rant.
What Alicia said,
we won't go on a rant like the women do. You know what I'm saying? What we'll do is we'll go
a little personal attack.
No,
women ain't gonna touch me.
So somewhere I touch both of y'all because y'all women, but not saying to y'all. No, but what we'll do is what y'all may go on a rant. I'll go on a thing where y'all get like a whole following, like the Beehive, when they all go on a male bashing, you know what I'm saying, tour. What we do is, and I can admit this, our stuff is more mental and stuff because we will damage y'all. And then we're running to a woman who has been damaged and get mad over some stuff that we've already done to another woman. So we mad. So we while we're saying, I ain't that guy, but you was that guy to the other person who was just saying that, you know what I'm saying, she's not that guy. Like when a dude, what that means said, when a dude say he's not like the other men, he's the leader of the other men. Right. Some of us, you know, some of us are like that, you know what I'm saying? Because initially we may have, if we're not all in, all it takes is a little gap for some of us to sway to the other side. Mm-hmm. We got to be, I'm going to say majority of the men got to be all in for not a temptation, for not a fat booty to walk by and they be like, dang, I want to tap that. Or even if the woman approaches them, if you all in, nothing ain't gonna sway you. Or well, nothing shouldn't sway you. But if you're not all in, then the silliest thing is gonna sway you. Because remember that movie. I Think I Love My Wife with Chris Rock.
Yeah.
And he was fascinated with Kerry Washington character. Right. And then he tried to make an argument to get out the house. We like chicken. You cooking chicken again? You couldn't find no fish or nothing like that.
Right.
We won't go that petty, but we will find some reason. We will find some reason to start an argument or to say, hey, I did it because you did XYZ instead of saying, like, know what? You cool, but she like doing this and you don't. You know, just being honest.
Instead of manning up, y'all do this.
Yeah.
We can do it too, though.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, women do it too. Women do it too.
That is so much easier to do this than to take the account.
Yeah, absolutely.
His question was, why do women seemingly have a problem accepting accountability when it comes to
it? I guess I'm a different breed because I accept my accountability.
Like, that's what I said. You know what I mean?
I own my shit. Good or bad. You know, oh, my bad. Yeah. I wasn't supposed to say the S word. My bad. But I own
shit all day. We live. Yeah,
I own my shit. I ain't lying. I do. And like, I didn't have exes. Well, we be done broke up. And you know, sometimes how the girl would call me, like, I'm sorry. What we need to do? Bye, nigga. I'm not that girl.
Not okay, Shantae Moore.
No, I'm just saying, I'm not. And then, you know what gets me? I'm going to tell you, a dude got me real good. I know my worth. He's like, well, what you worth? I was like, I'm about 23. He's like, because I know my worth. You know, they'll hit you with that. I know my worth. Mm-hmm. So what are you worth? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So
that question is a loaded question like a
bar. Yeah, so, you know, as far as accountability, if I did it, I'm going to own my shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And if I feel like I'm not being treated a certain way, I'm not going to sit on my hands. I'm not going to bite my tongue.
Gotcha.
I ain't doing none of that. You can roll with it. It really don't matter to me, you know. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if we gonna take it there and you feeling me and I'm feeling you and you're that guy, you're gonna be like, okay, so what can I do to make it better? Or I can say, what can I do to make it better? Because sometimes women do dismiss men's feelings.
So
they're like, oh, he a man. And it's the whole men don't supposed to cry around me. Please don't hold it in, because then you'll be the one in, you know, you got the explosive and the inexplosive, you know. Mm-hmm. And it'll take one little thing to trigger you, like, I'm tired of this shit. You know what I'm saying? And then you be done blew up and killed the whole house. I don't need you to hold nothing in. I need you to go and run it.
So is it that, and I'm gonna ask this generally, is it that people in relationships are trying to be in relationship, is it that they want everything and then want nothing?
Give nothing.
Like I use this example, and I'm probably over exampling it, but I'm over example it anyway. Mm-hmm. Hashtag exampling.
Right. I was gonna say that's
like she was saying about crying. Is it that y'all want a man to be vulnerable where he cry, but you don't want him to cry?
No, I want my man to be comfortable enough to express whatever emotion
that's right
he feels in front of me, to me, with me, express it. Absolutely. If it comes out in tears, let it be
there. Let it be there.
If it comes out in rage, okay, baby, get that shit out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I, every man in my life, I want to feel comfortable enough to come to me and be able to express themselves and have a safe place and not be judged, not be,
let me,
you know what I mean?
That's right. If you need because a man is the head and a woman is the neck. And if without a head, you know, without a neck, where's your support? Without a head, where's your neck? So, you know, I need for you to, you know, go and run that so I can be able to see if I'm going to be the one to be able to back that up. You know what I'm saying? So, by all means, do what you got to do. Please do what you got
to
do.
Because you don't like to see women cry? You don't like
You seen what happened? You seen what happened to Ricky when he?
Oh Lord! You start patting the air.
You seen what happened to Trey when he cried? You better cry, man.
So what you mean? You don't want you to cry?
No, I just caught that reference. But you want him to cry? I just caught that.
What happened when he cried?
I just caught that. She said, "You see what happened to Trey when he cried? That was good. That was good. That boy was swinging at nothing."
It worked out for him, though, didn't it? It worked out for him. He had been trying. All it took for me to cry. He should have been crying.
Well, he could have just expressed his feelings, had a safe place, you know.
You know what I'm saying? It's all about a safe haven. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, you
Malcolm
know,
says, Kay makes me feel comfortable and I don't even have to speak. She knows.
Yeah.
And he said that he loves you.
Yeah, I love you so much, man. That 32-year-old over there.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Malcolm.
Boy. Okay, Mac.
Party going to be going on. Drop where your party going to be at Friday, brother. It's going to be grown and sexy party. You
grown
know what I'm saying?
And sexy. Grown and sexy. He said he doing it different.
Grown and sexy.
That's different. Right.
And as he said, no, it's not going to be at Lit. It's going to be somewhere else. He going to drop the address, so don't show up at Lit. Wait, be waiting on him.
You're gonna be Lit if you go to Lit.
Cause I ain't gonna lie, that's exactly where I was finna hit.
Yeah, he gonna let you know. So make sure that you follow in Fandoms Anonymous, Malcolm Bakes Jr.
indeed.
Yeah.
So when do you think a woman should be dismissive to a man? When y'all are in the beginning stage, according to where you be like, nah, I already know that, you know what I'm saying? I can't do this. Do you? Because guess what? We're not gonna all get it right at first. We're not gonna all get it right at first. I may do something that a woman may like at first, but that's not who my character is.
You got a chance and a point of chance.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got how many chances?
A point and a chance.
Stop
and
trying
point.
To be something that you're not.
Yeah. No,
if you just come as you, then just come as you.
Please.
So where does compromise come in being you? Because being with somebody, compromise got to come in at some point.
That's when you merge.
It has
your life.
To be the happy medium, yeah. Okay. And it has to be the happy.
I need to see who you are. You give people often give the representative of themselves what they want you to feel like they are.
Right.
You're gonna get this all day, every day. You hear me? You're gonna get K. I'm K. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm always gonna be K. And you know, Lord K. Marie coming up in here. Now, hater, you love it. Either way, I'm still gonna be K.
Absolutely.
So if you just come as yourself, maybe. You'll get somebody to actually like you.
And then
like
it's just so crazy.
Of that person that you're trying to be.
Yeah,
and
it's
hard trying to.
Yeah,
and then
social media plays a lot. I seen the meme when the girl said, "If you eat 6 chicken wings, that's good."
Oh, with the plate, it's low
vibration.
I'm gonna eat 8 chicken wings, salad, and fries. You don't like it? This me, sorry. Go get you a 6 chicken wing eating girl. I ain't that girl.
Let me say this about her.
Talk.
what was her name?
I don't even remember.
I'm not familiar with
Stormy.
Okay.
Coach Stormy, you want to come on and have it sit down? Come
it's
on.
It's not even about to be that. I cannot dismiss her opinion. Just like if she was sitting up there like
it.
Kanye.
I
cannot dismiss her opinion.
Absolutely.
I can understand that you feel like, as a lady, as a woman, this is what your palate, your plate should look like. If you went to etiquette class, it is supposed to be small portions. Mm-hmm. It's not supposed to be overloaded. This is what it's supposed to. But who the hell wrote supposed to?
Oh, exactly.
You know what I mean?
And
so
what is
I
your
feel like
portion?
Live your life.
Exactly.
Do you? If she feels like that's low vibration, then okay, that's what she feels. If you don't feel that, then
I'm
it's not that.
Then I'm
you.
Just not
it's
that,
that
girl.
For her.
I'm not.
And
that
you
girl.
Don't live in her world. So exactly. I can't tell her.
No, I don't get
do
me wrong. I wouldn't.
Still, I'm gonna do what I want. But I respect your opinion, Stormy.
I respect
how you feel that this should be this should be that. I took etiquette, so I understand. I respect your opinion. I don't agree with it. I feel like I vibrate very high. You could come sit next to me and feel yourself levitate. That's how high I vibrate.
Well, then.
You know what I mean? So, and it has nothing to do with the way that my plate looks. That does not define a vibration.
Exactly.
But if that's what you want to define it as, I don't even know what you're talking about. You know what I mean? But that doesn't define how you function. Now, you can say the things that you put in your body, X, Y, Z, this, that, and the other. Okay, okay, that can affect your temple. That can affect your
absolutely.
But I feel like you're finding things to nitpick at what? This point.
True.
And if that's what makes you feel better,
that's fine.
Go ahead. But I also don't agree with the way that you condescended somebody and the way that they're sitting there. You know what I mean? You're eating your plate and you're looking down on everything they're doing. Like, it makes you a better person because you have two wings on your plate and she has eight.
I bet she'd be hungry.
So that's, does that make your, how does that make your vibration look?
Hungry.
The way that you came off to that young lady, you know what I mean? The way that you come off and how did that make your vibration look? So I feel like there's more to it than what's on the plate that makes your vibration on this level. And that's all I got to say on that one.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. So what if you only eat two chicken wings and then you on the date and then you turn around and you go back later? So do you going to take it to go play? Because you're going to be hungry. I ain't trying to be funny. I'm just saying. And I didn't even know, you know, who the storm is. Chick was, I was just saying, it was a meme that I saw.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It was just a meme that I saw. I don't know the Stormy Girl or whatever, but I'm just saying that just goes back. The reason I said that is that it goes back to me saying, be who you are. I'm not a two chicken wing eating girl. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna give you what it is so you will know whether you want to deal with it or not.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying? It's completely up to you, because if you don't want to deal with me eating eight chicken wings, I'm gonna go get me a brother who won't deal with me eating eight chicken wings.
We're gonna eat them together.
We're
gonna split
the 20. Oh, I was like, we ain't
spending
no eight now.
And I don't,
oh, okay, that ain't gonna work, Avery.
And I don't like flat. I like the drums.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. You. Give me some, Holly. Give me some, Holly.
I don't like that's too much work. I don't like.
Give it up. Oh, what's that?
It's a flat now.
If you love flat, you toxic.
But I just said that. Oh, I said all that to say this.
Okay. She almost shut all this down. She almost. She
said, I'm knocking all this over.
She almost put all this over.
But yeah, I just.
Okay. Oh, fam, real quick. Once again, man, we're coming to you at 105 North Jackson Street, Canary Bar. It's Whiskey Wednesday. We got drink specials. Holly, give them the rundown one more again. Give them the rundown one more again.
Tell them one more time. Hold on. What it is. Pretty lady.
Delicious. I need to get one. What is this?
It's called the High Vibration.
Well, that's what it's called now.
Right.
If y'all want to call it the Light Skin Key Sweat Special, you know. This
guy. Okay. He always wants something after you.
He gets on my nerve, but I love him, but he gets on my nerve.
Everything ain't yours.
Light Skin Key Sweat.
Sheesh.
I ain't never seen Key Sweat play a mohawk like that.
He gonna have the KC, the K Roddick, the light skin, the key sweat juice.
The ooh, yeah.
This ain't your bar. This is Canary Bar, 105 North Jackson Street.
105 North Jackson Street. Like, yeah. So we have
Whiskey Wednesday.
We have
it's whiskey now.
$3 off shots. We have dollar off beers. We have cocktails. Just Come get the vibe. Just come get the vibe.
Pull up with your ugly laugh.
What he said. I don't want no rap beef. I'm sorry, y'all. Here you go. Look.
And I forgot to mention this earlier, man. People, y'all leave comments. Y'all check in, man, because we're doing a Black Renaissance Clothing Brand giveaway. We're doing the yellow Do It For The Culture Multiculture sweatshirt. So make sure, man, that y'all come in. We just going to randomly, you know what I'm saying, pick somebody, you know what I'm saying? So, courtesy of Black Renaissance Clothing Brand, y'all keep coming, and and we're going to do a giveaway at some point before this live ends. It's 6:39. We're going to do the giveaway before 6:55.
Ooh,
before 6:55, so make sure that you comment. Once again, this is brought to you courtesy of the 2020 Podcast LLC.
Please say the LLC.
Sponsored to you by Black Renaissance Clothing Brand and Black Box Boom Grooming. Black Box Grooming is booming. Get your beard velvetized. You know what I'm saying?
That's that high vibration, right?
That's that sweat juice. You know what I'm saying? So, hey man, keep sweating. If you want to be on the podcast, you know what I'm saying? One day, you know what I'm saying?
Pull up.
Go ahead, pull up. You're going to be in Biloxi on December 2nd. You might well come on down to Canary Bar. You know what I'm saying?
And get with it.
You know, so, I guess another thing that I wanted to ask is, we were talking about accountability, right?
Yeah.
So how do y'all feel? Y'all hope, because what I see sometimes as well when it comes to this dating thing is that I'll say some on this one, some women applaud each other's toxic habits. You know what I'm saying? Where they'd be like, girl, he was asking me out on a date. Now I got to play dead. Girl, I do the same thing. Girl, I did a dude like this other day. He was showing interest, but now I just wasn't ready. I would just flirt with him. Oh, I done flirted with him. I done found, girl, I done did the same thing. They'll say, men play games. Y'all didn't want nothing. But then when a guy show interest, you say, oh, I was flirting. Now I don't want to have no thing with it.
I didn't think so. It's just for humor, guy.
That's not for humor. That's real.
No, that's real. K-Marie, that's real.
That's real life.
That's real.
Not the playing dead part.
But Holly, you know, hold on. Hold on. Holly, explain. Explain. I want to hear this.
Okay, so I'm guilty. I didn't probably like text back and forth with a guy. Then he'd be like, oh yeah, well, let me come and see you. And the bubbles just go da 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 like that, cause I don't want to see you for real.
Say that.
I'm sorry, I didn't do it.
But why? I get the question is why.
You know what though? I'm gonna say this.
Don't moonwalk on me.
I can say this.
Ain't that what she said? Then she had a big cross her shirt, accountability.
Yeah, but I'm taking it now. Right now. And but I can say this sometimes. Mm-hmm. It ain't that the lady does not want to see the man. She probably not like red, like she, like say for instance, might think a little out of the league-ish, like, you know, like damn.
What, he's out of her league or she's out of his?
She could possibly think that it could be different things. I just put it like that. I ain't gonna say that I don't want to.
I'm so confused.
No, see, okay. Man, hold on.
A woman.
Don't do that.
Because if I don't want to go, I'ma say
I don't want to go.
Yeah, nah.
I mean, ultimately, like end too. Up to yeah, nah, yep. Too. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I'm good on that.
Sometimes, okay, yeah, I can be a little.
Right.
Thank you.
Accountability.
Wow.
Thank you. Yeah.
Accountability.
Because the more you kept digging, I couldn't let you get in that hole no more. I knew you said playing dead, but I wasn't gonna let you really play dead in there.
But
you
know what I mean? I've done it before. I'm guilty. I have done it before. Mm-hmm.
I ain't never played dead on nobody.
I ain't played dead, but I just wouldn't respond.
Okay.
And that's a ghost. That's pretty dead.
That is a ghost.
And I would say ghostly. Once again, I'm not gonna leave y'all out there by yourself. This is why I don't believe for me, I don't believe in the talking to multiple women thing, because guess what? We could let's just say both of y'all are single, and I'm talking to K-Marie first, right? Mm-hmm. And me and K-Marie got a vibe, and I'm gonna ask K-Marie out, but she's like, no, let's just have a conversation a little bit longer. Let's just say we was talking about 3 weeks. But then I got you on the side talking to you as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hey, you want to go out? And it's been a week. You're like, yeah, let's go out. Even though my connection with K-Marie is stronger, uh-huh. You've made yourself more accessible. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Can that be a good... Not
necessarily.
Yes, I know what you're about to ask. Yes,
okay, but go ahead.
It could be a good and
know,
a bad
yeah, because yes, you right. know, you can be... Yeah, you know, you can be it's accessible. Fair. Like, it could be a, oh, well, I know she gonna go.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, but you know... Yeah, can't that be bad sometimes?
For a only bad if a person is like a revolving door like that. But if a person just really wants to, you know what I'm saying, like if he had a mindset like, oh, she always want to go, then guess who's going to be the first person in my mind to hang out with and to want to be with? You. Because I know, like, man, the Keith Sweat concert going to be, Holly going to want to go.
But in the back of your mind, but see, and then that could be probably in the back of your mind.
I'm going to slowly drift away from her. I'm gonna slowly drift away from her because I'm gonna always be with you. Why is she just talking? Hey, yeah, you know, yeah, I'm finna go to bed. I'm gonna be like, Holly, you wanna go to IHOP? Yeah, let's go. All right,
well, if you see that, why are you still talking to her?
That's what I'm saying. That's why for me personally, I can't do the multiple.
Now you got,
because I wouldn't tell K Marie that, yeah, I'm talking to why Holly, and that's just me personally.
I'm telling it like it is.
Because but the thing about that is like I like to be out in public. So that's why I'm not going to try to juggle, because I ain't trying to be like, man, I can't go to this. I can't go to Canary Bar because Holly worked out.
Be honest. Oh.
That's nothing.
But I just don't
ain't
do
no
it.
Way that I'm about to sneak out. What?
She's the
Look,
conversation. She's
we're
the
casually people. Dating. What is this? Okay. We're dating. We're not in anything exclusive. Great. This is what we're doing, because I'm going to have that conversation. Mm-hmm. So we have a full understanding in the beginning.
What's going on?
Actually, the conversation, you asked my husband, well, yeah, what is it that you're trying to do? You're trying to just fuck? You're trying to do this? You're trying to
right?
Oh, okay. See, okay, this is what you're trying to do. Okay, aim for that. And to where I put it so far on the table, he was like, wait. What if I want to change it? No, this is what you wanted.
Yeah.
So that'd be on my terms. But this is what you said you wanted. So let's just do this.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
We got some comments, fam.
If it's this,
we got some comments, fam. They say if you're not Miss Channing, Miss Campbell said if you're not interested, just say so and let's move forward.
That part. Mm-hmm.
Jay Fox, it takes your attention off of the one you're trying to get to know. Get to know in parentheses.
What? I mean, but if you're casually dating, you're getting to know multiple
everybody,
people.
Right.
You're trying to see if this person checks the boxes you want, this person checks the boxes you want, this person checks the boxes you want. Yeah, just because you go on a date does not make you exclusive to that person.
Well, let me ask
now,
this.
If you're dating to marry, how you know that this... Okay.
Talk. No, I see you doing it. Talk.
Come on with it. Come on with it, honey.
Talk, Kay.
Come on with it. I'm living it.
If you're dating to marry, okay, are you going to go out there for one person, or are you going to see? First of all, you need to know that there are different types of women. You may not want this type of woman. You may want this type of woman. You may want this type of woman or man. You know what I mean? I don't feel like there's anything wrong with casually dating, but I feel like if you are doing so, there should definitely be communication, mm-hmm. and you should definitely be saying, hey, what are we doing? This, I feel like that's mature and that's adult. Mm-hmm. And if the end game is me spending my life with you, I think that it's worth me talking to this person. I don't like the way your conversation goes. Then be 6 months down the line. Now you don't waste the 6 months.
Right.
And this man talking to you like he your daddy, and that triggered you. And you just is sitting in the bathroom every night like this. Like, I just can't deal with this. I should have talked to Keith. When you could have just had some conversations. Everybody want to go ahead and get in the bed. I want to be snuggled up with you. I want this, I want that.
Yeah, no.
Well, baby, this don't just come overnight. Absolutely. This comes with work, okay? So,
and it ain't easy.
It's not. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, we kind of easy.
I mean,
actually, we kind of, you know,
because you got some people that get married and think that's all it
we
is.
We debate.
You just get married. No, you got to continue. Right. And I hate the term 50-50. It's not 50-50.
It's not 50-50. It's 100-100. It's actually 100% of you filled up, 100% of them filled
don't
up,
give me
and y'all overflowing into each other.
Don't
because
me.
That's where you're
abundance comes
from.
I want 50%
of you being 25%
of I don't want 50% of shit. You can give me 50% off of my tab, but you're not going to give me 50% of no relationship. You're going to give me 100% or you're going to get out of my way.
Now, there
and
you go.
That's just that.
You need to do something with that. I like that. That's original.
That's a shirt.
Yeah, it definitely is. You need to do something with that.
I don't want 50% of shit. I need 100%. The only thing you give me 50% is off of anything I purchase. Other than that, baby, I need to
die. Well, let's take the explicit off where you can sell it like Walmart's and stuff, because we want to get you outside of just being available.
I'm
just
sorry,
y'all. Just in Spencer's.
She said, right, she said Spencer's all day.
No, let's get it at Walmart. You know what I'm saying? Where you did?
My relationship ain't no cucumber.
It ain't.
Your relationship ain't no cucumber.
Cucumber. It can be a cucumber. Ah, but I'm.
You gotta talk.
That's gonna be winding down Wednesday after dark.
But really.
But K-Marie, to your point, and this is just how I see it.
But I understand what you're saying. You can't juggle, and that's fine. Yeah.
No. because
don't,
this my
don't
thing.
Sign you up for no clown job. Right. No, got it.
No, because this is my thing. This my
I ain't
thing
squeezing
is,
nothing riding no unicorn.
Right. No.
You know what I'm saying? like a relationship are going to have the ups and downs, right? So you got to be able to work through that. If I'm juggling, and you getting on my nerve. It's not going to be in my head to try to, well, let me see how we can be able to problem solve this. I'm gonna go to the one.
If she getting on your nerves, that ain't what you want to go for.
But I'm gonna go to. But eventually, she gonna get on my nerves. If I'm dating Sue, eventually she gonna get on my nerves.
Well,
eventually,
you need to go I'm gonna have to
want to. Eventually,
that,
I'm gonna have to want to work it out with somebody.
I feel okay.
There you go. That's it right there. I got,
and that's why relationships don't work. Eventually, I'm going to have to work it out.
Where
with
is you going? That's why I said your it's not easy. That's what I meant when I said it's not easy.
No, Stroh. Well, do you understand?
And then what if you go somewhere and then you go somewhere and you realize, well, the grass ain't green over there. Let me go on back. Don't tiptoe back over here because I ain't that girl.
Keep it moving. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying sometimes
you have these conversations in the beginning. Ask the important questions. Why you talk before you even go on a date? You got Kate phone number? Hey, Kate, what's up? Yeah, it's your boy. It's like, yeah,
hold on.
Whatever. You have these conversations, this, that, and the other. Okay, is this type of girl I can sit across there from? I don't know. It's like, is this type of girl I can? If you got Kendra over here, if you got, you know, whatever. I feel like it's worth it.
Or you can
if
just have three girlfriends and let all three of them know
it's
what's going on.
It's worth it for you to be able to have these conversations before you start. Yeah. Doing XYZ.
You might not be a one woman man, you might be a three lady man. You just got to express. And I'm not saying you,
but it's fine. All them hands,
just
you can't
say
do
it.
That's crazy.
Just say it. That's all I'm saying.
No, because right now I'm saying
what
that.
You're saying.
No, but some people on here ain't understand because somebody said so. Basically, you like to give up.
No, that's, I mean,
yeah.
I told you this sounds good. I tried to tell you.
No,
I tried to tap it like this.
But no, that's what I'm
go that way.
No, but that's what I'm saying. If you have, and you see my notifications on, I do not disturb on, and they keep blinking on it.
Look what they said. You have to communicate. No relationship is perfect.
That's what I'm saying.
But so these ain't even relationships. This is you. You just got this girl number,
that's what
and you like, well, she getting on my nerves already. Well, damn. You
say it again. These not what? Say it again. These are not what?
But yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But no, Kimberly, that's
these
what I'm
situations.
Saying.
What is what
no,
you saying?
But no,
let
what
me man talk.
But no, what I'm saying is you're more, if you have an option, if you have options, you're not going to be mentally, your reaction ain't gonna be inclined to work it out when you got four other options on the side with one person. You'll be like, man, she tripping. Let me move to this one. But what I'm saying is eventually.
Because you're using the options as this or that.
Yeah, but I'm saying eventually, regardless who it is, you're gonna go through something. So why not just work it out with that? Why try to work it out with that one person instead of using those options? That's what I'm saying. It's not a giving up thing. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, that ties into what Black just tuned in. Happy birthday, Black.
Happy birthday, Black.
What's going on, Black?
Because he did this on the 2020 page. He said, do people always give 100% in reality?
No.
No.
Because for one, they starting on the line because it's their representative. It ain't even them.
I do. You talk about that for a second. You get mad.
So that's like.
Say that again.
For one, they're starting on a lie because they delivered their representative, not even them.
What does that mean?
So you're not even giving 100% of yourself. You're giving 100% of the Billy that you done built up over here. It ain't none of that is in you. You pretending to be this person. Yes, I have I do that. I get up every day and, you know, I drink. That's me.
If it suits me, that's what I do, then I'm going to let you know, hey, that's what I do.
She don't want you no
But if it don't suit me and that ain't what I do, I'm not going to do it, and I don't care how you feel about it.
I leave with exactly what I got going on.
That's it.
I got three bills.
I mean, it is what it is.
When I get sick, I'm like a baby. I don't want to be bothered.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Just leave my juice and soup on the counter. I don't ask me 1,000 times. Did you drink it? You need to drink. You need to have soup.
I'm not holding in nothing. If I walk past you, I'm not trying to be cute. That goes back to Miss Ma'am. She's etiquette lady, class lady. Love you, by the way. But I'm not the holding my poop girl.
The holding my poop.
Yeah, no, I ain't doing nothing. It is what it is.
I'm just saying that I understand her point of view. I don't agree.
No, that's not what I was saying. I was just saying, you know, and I don't disagree with it. I think it's great that you know how to carry yourself. You know how to be. That is everything. You know what I'm saying?
He's a werewolf.
There y'all go with the shit. I'm gonna go now. But I don't disagree with, you know, a woman carrying herself as such. I'm just not that woman. You know, you know what I'm saying? That's just not me, because you do, and it does not make you wrong, because that's how you roll. I just don't roll like that. And it does not make me wrong because I roll the way I roll. You know what I mean? Yeah. It, but don't look down on me because I don't play
that
the
part. And that's part what I was saying about play. Her. Like,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? Don't look down on me.
She looking down on the other girl. I just could never. That is,
and she gonna go home.
That's
hungry.
Disgusting.
Let me pause y'all real quick.
It was real over the top.
Going through these comments, okay. And even though you was getting on my neck, Miss Campbell, you have won the Black Renaissance Clothing Brand giveaway.
Yay! I mean, yay!
inbox me your information, your name, phone number, and address, and you look and your size. You have just won the yellow multi-culture. Do it for the multi-culture. Do it for the culture sweatshirt. You know what I'm saying? It's been the multi-culture. I don't know what Holly put up in this. You know what I'm saying? But make sure y'all come on down to 105 North Jackson Street, aka Canary Bar.
I'm drinking cognac, though.
That's the same yak that Pinky had. On next Friday, when you say you're going to spend my yak on a $1,000 coat.
How come when you drink yak, you can only put two fingers on it at a time? You gotta drink it like this.
It's just that kind. You just gotta.
You know what I mean?
It's that kind.
You got it. Like you bowling. And you gotta hit it. Real quick. You can't take your time with that. Yeah.
So once again, man, shout out to Channing Campbell for winning the Black Renaissance Clothing Brand giveaway. Right. And shout out to our sponsor, man, Black Renaissance Clothing Brand, man. They always doing something special, Black man. Do it for the culture, man. They done dropped some new high school stuff. Man, make sure y'all check the website, man. I don't know if they're still doing the pre-orders, but make sure y'all go to the website, check it out, man. They did Blunt, LaFleur, man, McGill, Shaw for some reason. Don't disrespect the Shaw.
All disrespect for some
Viger. You know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all go to the website, man, and check it out. Black Renaissance Clothing Brand, www.shopblackrenaissance.com. You can also put in promo code LLC20 and get 20% off of your...
What percent?
20%. It ain't the 50% that Holly's talking about. That's the only thing that she bought off. But you get 20%. You're getting that Barry Sanders off. You're getting that 10 times 2. You're getting that 18 plus 2. You're getting that 19 plus 1. You're getting that... What else is 20? That's...
I need
some little bit more jazzy than that.
How many
moon pies come in the box?
Eight.
You getting that 2 boxes of moon pies and a half box of moon pies? My man just did it out quick. That man said eight. Oh, somebody said, Jay, what's going on, Jay Fox? She said, don't do us, LMAO Shaw. Oh, hold on. Hey, Miss, come on down. They got Grand Marnier here. Grand Marnier or nothing, babes. They got Grand Marnier down here. Go ahead and Holly hook you up with a Grand Marnier cocktail or Grand Marnier shot or whatever it is. But not for the prolong everything, man. Once again, man, I want to thank the 2020 Podcast LLC. Man, we got what?
Please say the LLC.
Man, we got three of us out here. You know what I'm saying? Riding deep, man. Shout out to the rest of the cast, man. Sam Blackman, aka Boy Black, is his birthday today. You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday, 52. Brother. He all the way in Cali. The Bay. You know what I'm saying?
The Bay. Not too much on the Bay.
Curry and them boys. You know what I'm saying? Oaktown 357. Get loose. You know what I'm saying? MC Hammer in the building. He gonna move it up to no good. You know what I'm saying? shout out to Mr. No Days Off, DeAndre Buck. If y'all need a car, make sure y'all go down to Nissan on the Beltline where that man can get you the deal of deals. You ain't gonna get 50% off, but you know what I'm saying? He gonna have a sweet deal. Don't go down there, man. They say 50% off on the podcast show. You know what I'm saying?
Try it.
Don't go down there talking about no LLC 20. They're gonna escort you out of there. And he done, and Buck will promptly escort you out of there, off their premises.
Yeah, no.
Man, but hold on, what else Buck got? Buck got clothing line, right?
Yeah, Merciless Minds.
Yeah, Merciless Minds.
He just dropped his elevator shirt.
Okay then. What's the website for that?
Orders.
I'll do MercilessMinds.com.
Okay, bet. He also got what was his single? Elixir. Focus. Yeah. Okay then.
Make sure you look up Eternity, the artist as well. Yeah.
And Safe Word.
The South got something to say.
The South got something to say.
On Tuesday nights, yeah.
Okay then. Who else got something? What does Adora got? She a part of the safe word. Okay then. She got something else? Follow her on TikTok. I don't know what a TikTok is, but
TikTok is.
Yeah, they say her TikTok be going. She writes black. Mm-hmm. She writes black on TikTok, man. Yeah. They say she a vegan. So if y'all want some vegan, if y'all want some vegan, some vegan recipes,
it's me
we that's here last.
I'm not. I'm just
who else ain't here?
Oh shit,
Ebony the goddess.
Bro, she's Ebony
goddess.com. Yeah, she's definitely killing.
What's her clubhouse?
Ebony the Goddess.
Ebony the Goddess. Okay, then
Ebony the Goddess on all social media platforms.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Double D, double S.
Now.
Double D, double S.
Niggas be misspelling goddess.
Double D, double S.
I see what you did there.
That's what I tell her all the time.
Now we're going to have the people that's here.
Don't worry about it. It's between us.
Jeremy, sir, what you got? What you got baking? What you got baking?
The 2020 podcast, LLC.
Please say the LLC.
We are doing season 3 of Impromptu. I got a trailer that's going to drop next week for a surprise drop. We also got the Business Minute returning after the 9th. What else? We got the Safe Word as a super big announcement for an event I can't express just yet. I'm going to let them do it first, but keep your ears open. It's going to be an open event to the public, so keep your ears open. Make sure you can come and support, and there might be some big giveaways.
Oh, that was up. I love giveaways.
I like free stuff. I know. Mm-hmm.
It ain't 50% off either.
It ain't.
It ain't like skin either.
These free giveaways, cuz.
Okay, then, cuz.
just stay tuned. You'll be seeing more on the 2020 podcast page and on the Safe Word podcast page, so make sure you follow.
Yeah. Hey, Marissa, what you got? We know you got a gang of stuff, but go ahead.
You know, of course, always booking for K. Marie Photography. Holla at
you,
girl.
Okay. You.
But definitely getting back into the swing of things with the 2020 podcast LLC by way of what?
He was just saying, he was doing the hashtag.
Yeah.
Please sell LLC. Yes.
In my light skin keeps wearing.
What happened? Yeah, I didn't know what was happening. I was very nervous. Is that my ear? I didn't know how to feel about that. So make sure you look at the adventures of K and Day by way of the podcast page. Because we're getting back into some things coming back outside, you know what I mean. Also Halo City, wing.
Okay.
We
shout out PJ
on we have an open mic that's going to be on November the 20th. We have a birthday Sag Nation. What Sag is stand up December the 4th. And the solstice, the second solstice, you want to be there with Sean Judah, Mother Cover. Dree's going to come out there. So y'all definitely want to be there. That's going to be on December the 17th. And all of them will be at Barbecuing with My Honey. If you like barbecue, you're in Mobile, go there. Barbecue with My Honey, Black owned, Black ran, Black
Angus,
Black married couple, Blackpreneurs. Like, make sure that you go and support. Yeah, so we can keep gems in the city like that.
Absolutely.
What else I said?
Ray K
Wasted. Yeah, all of that. Always selling weight trees.
Tell them where you slimming down at.
By way of LaRon and Kenya Andrews. They sell shapewear as well. If you wanted to get something, you don't go in. Go ahead and hit K Marie 10 or just mention my name when you go in, and we can get you a little discount. You know what I mean? If you want to get snatched on up. Waist training is supposed to go with your weight loss.
Say that, please.
Not instead of your weight loss.
Rewind.
Journey. With your weight loss journey, waist training, that is. Not instead of your weight loss journey, but it definitely does work. All of my parts that was this is my third trainer, okay? So it goes all the way down. So I'm telling you, if you're doing what you're supposed to do, consistency is key.
Facts.
So we out here working, and if you need motivation, make sure that you follow me and follow me on TikTok. Y'all says Adora TikTok. My TikTok is me.
Why your voice like that?
I'm feeling left out. I don't know why. I think I'm hilarious. If people need to follow me, I'll just be biased. It's me, K Marie. ITS ME KMARIE. Come on.
Okay.
Anyway, We out here doing things or whatever. I'll be in Birmingham this weekend. Majesty Lounge. Shout out to them. Black owned, black ran, black couple, blackpreneurs. You know what I mean?
Hey.
Poetry. Oh, catch me out here on the spoken word tip. Okay. Look, I do everything.
Just definitely do.
Follow me.
Holly.
Back.
What y'all got? You personally and Canary.
105 Canary Bar. Come on and see us. You're going to get the best service. You're going to get the best drinks. Just come on out and see us. Grown people, grown vibe.
Black on.
Female.
Two of them. Shout out to Tam.
Hello, Tamara.
Shout out to Fifi.
Fifi. Y'all come out and check us out. We close on Mondays, but from Tuesday to Sunday, we open. We're here. Taco Tuesdays. On Tuesday, we got the shout out to Big A, my brother.
Ooh-wee.
Big A Catering. Come
Ooh-wee.
On
Them
through.
Taco was so
Them
good.
Them tacos. Anything we do, we lit. You got to know that. Big A's Catering, 105 North Jackson Street, Canary Bar. Shout out to us. Everything's black on and we independent.
Gang.
Malcolm X. Okay, then.
With the cigar.
Hello, all.
Oh, and Trey Pay. Don't forget about Trey Pay's in the mall. Bel Air Mall, Trey Pay.
What's going on, y'all? Mm-hmm. Y'all know what it is. Fresh haircut, me. 32-year-old haircut.
This guy.
Move her cup out of the way. Hey, look here. Y'all already know what's going on. Fans Anonymous, we out here. Last weekend, we did the macaroni and cheese fest. And somebody put toast potato chips on macaroni and cheese. It was not good. It's not good at all. That's all I'm gonna say. We got a lot of stuff coming up. I can't talk about it right now. But look at my face, you can tell I'm serious. But this weekend it goes down, November 4th, 119 Dolph Street. Not lit. My birthday party is not that lit. Read the flyer. It has an address on it, and that address does not belong to lit. Grown and sexy. If you wear jeans, I'm gonna be mean. If you wear tennis, I'm gonna knock you out like the Menace. You better be there. BYOB, because I ain't buying liquor for everybody.
Oh, God. Wait. Shirt shop.
The shirt shop, everybody. Get your exclusive LaFleur people. I'm talking LaFleur people right now. That's where the money at. Y'all, Alumni Association coming up. I love all y'all. Y'all buy some great stuff from me. So let's go on and get this LaFleur stuff bought up. I do custom stuff. If you want a rattler swimming upside down, we can try and do that. We're going to get you right. Orange, green, vinyl everywhere. Other than that, if you need shirts done, you need custom apparel done, please hit me up. Your shirt shop, DA. Shirt shop, one word. DA space. Shirt shop is one word. I'm going to clarify that. Follow me on TikTok. I made one video about these girls wearing these Power Ranger costumes, and they was out of order, and it went up like 100,000 views in like 24 hours. I don't know why people thought it was funny, but go ahead, follow me on TikTok. That's all I got to say. I look good.
Banks Media Connection, man. Hold up.
This shirt I'm wearing. Banks Media Connections for all of your IT and clerical needs. We're there for you.
Fandoms.
Shit. do I need to do your introduction for your brother?
My skin. I'm just admiring my skin in this light.
This guy.
Great.
Well, look here. The Family's Not Us the podcast. It's out there. We got a new episode with Moshe Donna. Go vote for Moshe. Moshe
shout
Donna.
Out, shout out.
Moshe 4 DA.com. Go get all the information you need. We're going to drop that tomorrow.
That's what's up. Man, this guy is admiring himself. Once again, I thank y'all so much, man, for everybody that tuned in, for everybody to come in. Once again, shout out to Miss Channing Campbell for her winning the Black Renaissance clothing brand giveaway. As you know, man, Mr. Brian Down Wednesday, aka the light skin key sweat. Y'all can catch me. Man, what she put up in here? Y'all can catch me at Canary Bar on Wednesdays doing my segment of Wind Down Wednesday, courtesy of the 2020 podcast, LLC.
You said
LLC.
Yes, so y'all can catch me with that. Also be on the lookout for my first and last EP, K-Roticism, courtesy of Halo City was in that mode recording. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to PJ Turner, wing. Hey. That's going to be dropping. I might do something for my birthday. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So it might be dropping around that time. Also, At some point during this winter, if we have one, my third and last erotic book will be dropping. It's called Keith versus K-Rotic.
Oh no!
So make sure y'all. So make sure that y'all check that out. I will be letting y'all know when that's going, and we may have the solstice too. Is going to be December 17th. So your boy the light skin Keith Sweat may be making an appearance there. So make sure that y'all definitely check that out. And we also have I can't announce it just yet, but in December, Canary Bar and the light skin Keith Sweat has teamed up with another unannounced party that we're going to be dropping something on December the 14th. So make sure, man, that y'all check in on that down here right at your very own Canary Bar. What's going on, Sang Boy Slater? What's going on, Miss Pamela Brown? What's going on, Nathan Go Blue? Miss Fifi. Miss Fifi said she loves her Black Renaissance gear. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody who supported the 2020 podcast. Shout out to everybody who supported Black Renaissance Clothing Brand. Shout out to everybody who supported Black Box Grooming. Shout out to everybody who supported Canary Bar. Shout out to anybody and everybody who supported everybody who had something to say, you know what I'm saying, on this, man. We're not in competition with anybody. We're here to uplift, edify, man, and just have a good time while doing it. It's too much BS in the world, man, to be worried about small stuff, man. We all here to help and encourage and build one another up, man. So make sure that y'all remember that. If y'all think about hating on somebody, if y'all think about competing against your brother and sister, it ain't about that. And you ain't going to get far doing it. You may get far. It may look like you may get far, but it's going to come crashing down on you sooner or later, man, because God does not love hate. So with that being said, until next time, I love y'all. Y'all still got time to come down here. We're going to be here for a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to go.
Can we edit that part out?
I'm a parent.
Oh, we live. Oh.
I'm a parent.
Man, we got parents, speaking couples.
Of live, when the next time we're going live, Casey? How often we going live at you?
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
Oh, I'm sorry. If y'all want to come down here, be on the mic, be on the podcast. You know, hold on. Let me flip it around where y'all can see it.
I don't know if they're gonna be able to see it.
That's over here.
That go the mic right there. You know what I'm saying? That go to the setup crew back. Oh, we can see y'all good.
Oh, the colors.
You know what I'm saying? So if y'all want to come out, man, and be a guest on Wine Down Wednesday, make sure y'all come on out. It's every first Wednesday. Every first Wednesday of the month, man. Y'all make sure y'all come out here, man, and sit up with your boy, Sir Ashley, and Mr. Wine Down Wednesday. Kate Marie dropped down here, did a guest appearance. Your boy Malcolm Banks came out here, did a guest appearance. Holly came from behind the bar, sat down here and did a guest appearance, man. So we just appreciate everybody to come out. And once again, Thanksgiving is coming up, so y'all know what that means. I'm finna case arise the hits, and I got temptations on my mind. So your boy, the light skinned Keith Sweat, will be case arising some temptations hits. I'm losing you, my girl. Let it rain. You never know what else I may be case arising on Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So make sure y'all tune into that. I'll be going live on my page. I'm gonna share it to the 2020 podcast page too, where everybody get into the fun. I love y'all. If y'all out and about, stay safe. May God keep y'all. If y'all in the house, hey, stay safe again, man. It's crazy out here. I love y'all. Until we meet again, peace. Come on down, Canary Bar, 105 North Jackson Street.
Hey, this is Mystique.
This is Mr. Everlasting.
And this is the Safe Word.
Safe Word. Y'all make sure y'all join us every first and third Friday of the month. Every month. We are in season 3.
Season 3.
Y'all already know what it is, man. Tap in.